Proverbs 16:24 says, "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Because of the present-day culture of positive onlyism, where all we ever seem to hear from mainstream evangelical preachers and Christian radio or new or contemporary Christian music, as well as in Christian books, movies, and Christian talk radio or podcasting, it's always be positive. So we have a policy of always making it clear that when you read texts like this one, you first recognize and understand that it doesn't say that you should only ever say pleasant words. There is a time for unpleasant words, but when the situation calls for pleasant words, then they are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And there are some jerks out there who rarely seem capable of ever speaking pleasant words. So texts like these are an important part of a balanced spiritual diet. And we shouldn't speak pleasant words just because we think we'll be liked for doing so, or in order to get something from someone. That's called flattery. And we're told repeatedly that flattery is the tactic of the manipulator who will eventually reap the dishonesty that he or she sows. Job said this in Job 17:5, "He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail." It rubs off and affects those around us negatively. A dishonest spirit with a dishonest mouth, speaking pleasant words that are disingenuous and empty weapons of deception, will reap terrible fruit. Men are warned that adulterous women will use flattery in order to pull you in and destroy your marriages, or ruin your health and reputation if you're a single man. We read this back in Proverbs 6:24, that wisdom is given to us in the Proverbs, quote, "to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman," end quote. But whenever we speak honestly and from a genuine heart, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. I rarely let a day go without telling my wife that I love her. People joke about the man whose wife complains that he never tells her he loves her, and his response was, "Well, I told you I loved you the day we got married. If I ever change my mind, I'll let you know." That's really a sad thing if it's true in real life. And I won't go into all the possible moments and situations where we can speak pleasant words. If your heart is right with God and you aren't a self-centered, self-focused backslider, then any Christian knows that there are times when you need to say what you are thinking, and there are plenty of times where you ought to be saying pleasant words. When you see someone doing something that deserves it, tell them how much you appreciate them and appreciate them. Let people know that you love and appreciate them. As pastor, I don't need a pat on the back constantly, but I do appreciate folks letting me know that the teaching at Bible Believers Fellowship has been a blessing to them. So if you haven't let us know you're listening, go ahead and send us an email. We'll say more about pleasant words as we continue through Proverbs, of course. But we want to remind you of something that we read in the previous chapter of Proverbs. And this contrast was given to us in Proverbs 15, verse 26. "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words." So we have an opportunity to demonstrate the work that the Spirit of God is doing in our hearts by speaking the words of God, or pleasant words that are in line with His words, to others at appropriate times and with a genuine heart, thus fulfilling this proverb when we do so. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And we have many people who have contacted us over the years, but we also know there are a lot of people who have listened to the teaching and never contacted us. We're not accusing you or trying to make you feel guilty much, but you ought to let us know, and you ought to do the same for others. If you attend a good local church, let your pastor know you appreciate it. Let others know when they do things that deserve praise. Use your pleasant words to be a blessing to others for His glory.